I mean, that's when you really saw it was going to change a lot. We all knew Rashard's situation would be up in the air. You know, it was just going to be based on what teams were going to make a run at him. But when they traded Ray, that's when you really saw that they're really trying to change things. So, yeah, I was surprised. I came in that day, a draft day, knowing every player is uneasy on draft day because a lot of moves are made, especially with new front office. So a little bit uneasy. Then first thing they opened the draft, talking about that possible deal. And so that was my moment, I guess.
What was when it actually was confirmed?
You know, it's a little bit shocking, I think, because, you know, you realize Ray is obviously a huge part of what we did here every day, in everyday interaction as well as on the court. You know, I understood it. I think, like I said earlier, they wanted to really change the culture and to really change the team and set it up for the future. And I think, you know, they had opportunity to get a good young player with Jeff and also solid guys with Wally and Delonte. And I think they really want to make changes. Like I said, in today's basketball, when you got a contract like that, like Ray's deal, and if you want to make changes, I think you got to start trying to move that deal. And I think that's what they did. They committed to doing it, and we'll see how it turns out.
Did you ever get a chance to speak to Ray?
Yeah, he called me. That was the thing. It was weird because they broke the story on the draft, and then like 10 minutes later I saw he called my cell phone, so I figured it must have been a dead deal. And he called and just said he got traded, and you know, it was all the, you know, goodbye type of stuff. It was great playing with you, that type of stuff, and wished him luck. And so yeah, just it happened so fast. It's kind of a—
did you get a chance to chat just
that time? Yeah, we chatted just real briefly. He was trying to call everyone, but I haven't talked to him since.
You're not going to see Ray or Rashard every day. What's that going to be like in practice, not seeing those guys?
It'll be different, you know, but it'll be different not seeing our other guys. See, it's always different when you start a new year and a teammate's not there. So the big thing will be basketball-wise, because last year we called almost every play for those two guys. So it'll be totally different. It'll be a totally different way of playing. And we changed coaches. This will be my fourth coach since I've been here. But the first three, we played similarly because it was kind of pin downs for Ray, drops for Rashard, and pick and rolls mixed in there. And this, you know, it's going to be a lot different. So that'll be the biggest adjustment, I think, is on the court. Off the court, they're great guys. Some are our veteran guys, but in the NBA, you know, you don't miss one teammate more than another. You become friends with all of them, and then when they leave, it's hard, but it's part of the business. You got new guys coming in, so it's the adjustment after that.
Weird though, changing philosophies. I mean, this coaching staff seems to be very defensive minded philosophy, and in the past it's been offense, uh-huh. Offense.
Well, I think in an NBA team, most coaches worry more about defense than it may seem, and offense than it may seem. You know, if our performance on defense isn't very good, it seems like the coach doesn't care about it, but we really actually try to play defense. So we'll see how it goes. Like, basically what I'm saying is you don't know until you get there. So I'm sure Santonio's been really great defensively. I'm sure Coach Carlissimo has a good idea of what they did, and I'm sure we'll probably do similar things. But until you get into it, you don't know what it's really going to be like.
With all the changes now, you and Luke are the most tenured players. Do you feel like you need to step up in more of a leadership role?
Yeah, I think so. You know, you got so many— it's weird when you've got more younger guys than older guys as a player. When you kind of start to make that transition, that's kind of the way I feel now. So I'm not sure what that means. I mean, I'm not going to be giving speeches or anything like that, but I think we take opportunities to help guys, and when there's times throughout the season, sometimes things need to be said, and you know, I'll try to be the guy to recognize those moments and say those things. But for the most part, you try to do it through an example of being professional, working hard every single day. I think guys can figure out if what you're saying is false if you don't do the same things yourself. So definitely a change, and it'll be a change in what I have to do every day, and I think there will be more leadership involved for sure.
Guys, we got 2 minutes left with this group, and then we'll move to the next one.
You started and you've came off the bench in the past. This season, does it matter to you as far as your role? Do you want to start?
Yeah, I definitely want to start. I want to play a lot. I think everybody wants to play as much as they can. if I don't start, I won't be dose saved, but I want to play a lot of minutes. You know, I think every player wants. It's so much easier to play well when you're playing a lot. You kind of know how much you're going to play than when you're coming in and out. So, but all 15 or however many guys we end up with, everybody wants to start and all that too. I realize that. Try to help the team win, all that stuff, but you want to play a lot. As a player, it's so much easier when you're getting a lot of minutes every night.
With a lot of the starting roles up in the air, you think that's going to make for a pretty competitive camp?
I think so. I mean, everyone, ever since I played basketball, everyone seems to play as hard as they can regardless. You know, so everyone's going to play hard, but there will be, I think, everyone, when you guys know they have an opportunity to gain, you know, playing time, things like that, there maybe is that little bit extra. I think there'll definitely be that in our camp.
Yeah. How did the USA experience help you?
It was good.
You know, it was only a week long.